detected COVID-19 variant in South Africa raises concerns, and rallies around the world mark International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. This is TRT World's Daily News Brief for Friday, November 26. Scientists have raised the alarm over a newly found COVID variant in southern Africa with multiple mutations. Australia has launched an investigation into the new COVID variant, while the United Kingdom has suspended flights from six African nations. The scientists are calling the new variant the worst one yet. It could be more easily transmissible and possibly more resistant to current vaccines. In the Solomon Islands, rioters have torched buildings during the third day of protests against the government. In the capital, Honiara, police fired tear gas and warning shots to disperse the protesters. Prime Minister Manasa Sogovere has blamed the foreign powers for fueling the unrest in the country over his government's decision to switch alliances from Taiwan to China. Arrests have been made in Russia as the death toll from the Siberia coal mine accidents surpassed 50 people. According to regional authorities, there was a methane explosion caused by a spark. The mine then filled with smoke with 285 people inside. Dozens have been hospitalized. One local news agency says three patients are in critical condition. Ethiopia has accused the United States of spreading false information about security conditions in the war-hit country and warned such statements could harm ties. It said the U.S. government should refrain from disseminating what it called shameful fake news and defamation regarding Ethiopia. Washington once viewed Ethiopia as a vital security partner in the volatile Horn of Africa, but relations have soured over Ethiopia's year-long war against rebels. And finally, thousands have marched through Madrid, Barcelona, Paris, London, and also in Guatemala and Honduras to mark International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. This year's slogan was Enough, as hundreds marched through central Madrid on Thursday with some banners calling to put an end to gender-based violence. Nearly one in three women worldwide has experienced physical or sexual violence, mostly by someone they know, according to United Nations Women. And that's your daily news brief from TRT World. For more, head to trtworld.com.